Smelly cat, smelly cat, what are they feeding you?
Smelly cat, smelly, 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 really bad, smelly, smelly cat, it's not your fault.
Okay, sorry. I'm just not getting that everyone gets how smelly this cat actually is.
The Smell, a narrative tale of room 721. We arrived on a Sunday, most of us. Our fourth cohort, Joel, was held up in Houston until 2 a.m. Our rooms were assigned, but I would not want it. I was in room A, Emil in B. Joel took room C. It was, however, Alex's room, C, that would soon be the demise of room 721. We had been in the room a matter of minutes when Alec yelled out about a smell in his room. Emil and myself investigated and did agree with a certain urine-esque odor emanating from the area in which Alec's bed sat. I was later to find the same odor near the back door. By the time Joel arrived, the smell had somehow become stronger. This is not what I would have expected. Rather, I would think that one would become anesthetized to the scent or even rejoice as it actually dissipated. As the week wore on, the smell intensified and became actually visible at times. Joel even confronted Alec.
What's the matter, Sydney? You look like you've seen a ghost.
Alec grew bitter and pleaded for a new room, but there were no additional options available. It was Wednesday the following week when we realized that Alec was not in class. When we returned that night, the unbearable odor was gone. Alec was no longer in his room, nor were his belongings. As I approached the bed, I smelled a faint, displeasing odor, not unlike that which Alec had originally discovered.
Smelly cat, smelly cat, what are they feeding you?
Smelly cat, smelly, smelly, really bad, smelly, smelly cat, it's not your fault.
Okay, sorry. I'm just not getting that everyone gets how smelly this cat actually is.